प्योरली वी कैन ट्राई टू डू कीर्तन एंड फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दे वॉन्ट हैव दिस मंडेन ईगोटिज्म अहंकार विल गो फार अवे मंडेन ईगो विल बी हम्बल And they will not show to anyone that I am very qualified, that I have, that I am very influential. You will not have such conception. Or else, if such a conception remains, then how can you do Hari Kirtan? He will give respect to everyone. We will always chant Harinam. And those who chant Harinam, you will have to respect them. And those who do not chant Harinam, you will have to... He will not neglect or despise them. Or speak about their bad qualities. He will not waste his time in such a way. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying, the one who is doing Kirtan, we should not have any pride. Not just by showing for some time. Such a display will not last. For Adhoksarch Vastu, a Prakat Sri Hari, by engaging in Nam Kirtan, all his transcendental qualities and transcendental Shakti will enter his heart. How will it enter his heart? Just as his bhavarog catches someone, then you become very sick. And you need some doctor to cure you of this bhavarog. This doctor will speak, will do Shravan Kirtan of Bhagavan's Prakrit Harikatha, free you from this Bhavarog eternally. But no desire, but there's no desire to engage in Shravan Kirtan. Yes, then how can you be cured? If one who is diseased, if he will not take medicine, then how will he be cured? And even if he takes medicine, he has to follow the proper diet. But he will not follow the proper diet. He will follow this kupatya. Means he'll eat very inappropriate food. And he says, illness doesn't get cured. So by engaging in the Srinam Kirtan, then Bhagavan, first he will arrange for this doctor. Shravanaika Vaitya, who by Shravan Kirtan, and wherever we have any illnesses, he will root them out, he will treat them. And say, Vyasa Sangha Kukarma, he will not be pained. Because this illness, Bhavaro, where does the root lie? The root lies in Asatsanga. In Satsanga, by Shravan Kirtan, then one will obtain this tendency of Mukta Prahuraga Vritri. In this way, by Asatsanga, you will only be disturbed, you will not have any peace of mind. But by Satsanga, by this Mukta Pragraha Vritti, means how much more, it keeps increasing. But if one is in Asatsanga, he'll always think of everyone as his enemy. He'll think of everyone as being opposed to him. He'll never think of anyone as belonging to him. He will not think of every Jiva as a living entity, as a part and parcel of Sri Bhagavan. And so he loses this faith and becomes very opposed. Finds faults with sadhus, with Bhagavan. This will become his main propensity. Even if he listens to anyone's glorification, then there also he will find faults. And he will look for these faults. Therefore, one who is doing Harinam Kirtan, he should first of all be treated, make him free of any rogue disease. Bhagavan, he sends this Vaitya, this doctor, Sadhu. This way, the Sadhu Guru, he has this characteristic. He will not cause any harm to anyone. He will only benefit everyone. But how? Not by disciplining someone or by chastising, neglecting anyone. It is by he will not engage in any fault finding. He will do Kirtan of Bhagavan's Naam Roop Gun Leela. He will give everyone this taste to do Kirtan of his glories, by which they will have this greed towards Aprakrit Vastu. And so gradually they will realize everything themselves. At that time, he will make him very careful. Don't go in asatsang again. Don't criticize anyone, find faults with anyone. Or else, there's this risk of falling down again. Like we see, Brahma said that even if one has attained the stage of liberation, because he's neglected to worship Lord Sweet Sri Hari, because he has neglected his service, he will fall from that position. So Sri Hari has so many qualities, and his bhaktas even more qualities. Because if they do not have these qualities, then how could they possibly serve Sri Hari, please him, worship him? Therefore, one should never criticize or find faults in such bhaktas and ruin one's sukriti. Or else, one will lose all ruchi to go in satsang. Will not have any ruchi to listen to Harikatha. Will not be able to do Harikirtan. And then he will be, everything will become very unfavorable for him. Body, mind will not give him any assistance. They will all become opposed to him. Why? Because of fault, finding faults with others, criticizing others. There are so many diseases catch him. So many bad qualities catch him. And so he cannot even be treated. Say, doctor cannot cure you of your karma. Even by atonement, this karma will not go away. There is no other way. You may do as much dhyan as you want, tapasya, sadhan, but as long as this doctor, this sadhu, his instructions, if you say, oh, I will go and listen to his instructions on my own, but how will you follow what you have heard? How can you practice in your life? After listening to all these instructions, how can you practice them in your life? It's not so easy. क्योंकि हम ना संस्कार ना सुकृति शुड गो टू सद्गुरु एंड लिसन विद अ सर्विस एटीट्यूड सेवन मुकृति मीन्स दिस टेंडेंसी टू सर्व देन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड अधोक सच श्री भगवान was normally inaccessible to the senses. By so listening to Harikatha and by such Shravan Kirtan, I pray to Adoksha Sri Hari that kindly bestow your grace upon me, that all that I have heard, I can also follow these instructions in my life. I will not forgive them, forget them. Therefore, Adoksha Vastu Sri Hari, by taking shelter of if one tries to take shelter of him in his name, then Bhagavan himself will make all arrangements. That which is unfavorable should be forsaken, and that which is favorable should be accepted. Therefore, even the sadhus chastise anyone or make some rules and regulations, then such force is not very sweet. So how can the man get this natural ruchi? Then they will tell you to follow the Shreyapath, means path of eternal welfare, and not Prayapath, the path of gratification. So what is the Shreyapath? Path of eternal welfare. By ears you listen, and you engage your senses in following what you have heard, in practicing what you have heard in your life. And by trying in this way, Gurudev and Vaishnavas, they are very merciful. They will help in all ways. See a small boy, when he is trying to walk, his mother catches hold of his hand. And he makes sure he will not fall. So one tries even a little, then Gurudev, Shastra, Sadhu, they will bestow their mercy. Then we will be able to understand. Or else, by this mundane intelligence, we'll think this is favorable, this is good for me. I'll try following the limbs of bhakti, but then to suffer so much from so many obstacles. So this is not favorable for me. This is not Bhagavan's desire that I follow this path. So then I'm neglected. So then I neglect this path. But this mark is Satmark. It's eternal truth. So one should try again and again to follow this path of eternal absolute truth. So Uttama Bhakti is not understood by the mundane senses, cannot be practiced by the mundane senses. But except for the mundane senses, how can we follow bhakti? Therefore, when we use our senses and offer them in the service of Aprakrit Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, or even if we try surrendering our senses, then they will empower us. And by being empowered, we can advance. Or else, so much Harikatha is being spoken. Then, one should try to listen to Harikatha. One should try to do Kirtan. This prayas means an endeavor. And by enduring like this repeatedly, then one will benefit it. You see, if you soak cotton in water, the cotton will soak the water. But a stone will not soak the water. The stone will become cool, but it cannot soak. But cotton can soak the water. Similarly, the sadhus, they give us this. They give us these transcendental glories, where it should become beautiful, full of rasa, full of potency, and have this quality to accept the shakti, this qualification. And especially this ear is most important, because we have to listen through the ears, by the ears. and by Sashravanindriya, by the organ of oral reception, then all the other senses will also become heightened in consciousness. But if we engage ourselves in logic and follow the wrong path, then all our Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas, knowledge acquiring senses, working senses, they will not follow us. We will not be able to control them. But if we have faith, then we have this faith in the Shakti of Bhagavad Parikars, then the Shakti will enter our hearts and empower our senses and make them qualified to follow, to practice all these instructions. And that time, one will surrender and one will question and one will serve. These three things will happen at once. Because one is not understanding anything. This tattva gyan is very difficult to understand. So one should at least offer pranams then, even if you cannot understand. And they say, this mercy is had, showered. Even if one is not understanding, you should ask the Guru Varga, say, how can I follow? So, when gets the answer, then how can one become established in this? Then he will duly consider. I'll have to serve the Aprakrit sadhus, bhaktas, and as a fruit of that service, naturally that mercy will be transferred, the Shakti will be transferred into our hearts. We will be able to realize everything. Or else many listen but did not accept because they do not serve. And there are many who listen but they don't pray. Therefore they are not empowered. There are many who question not for inquiring or for accepting what they got, but now that I learn nicely, then I'll argue with others and I'll defeat them in debate and I will be glorious. And there are others who offer dandavat. They will only offer dandavats in front of everyone. They'll offer sashtanga dandavat pranam, they'll roll on the ground. They'll take this dust on their head. In front of everyone they'll do this. But when no one is there, they will not do anything. Even if they see you in the street, they'll offer sashtanga dandavat pranam. But they will never offer pranams in a solitary place. Bhagavad Goswamis, they will take the names of all the Rajavasis and offer pranams in the middle of the forest. So, we should pray for their kripa with the seva vritti. Then this dandavat pranam is factual. Else we offer pranams. But we are thinking, oh, he should listen to me, he should serve me. We will not do what? We do not wish to be sevak, we wish to be the object of service. And that way even the dandavat pranam is in vain. It is not real. And then when one questions, he naturally questions out of inquisitiveness. In the Gita, Bhagavan, he tells Arjuna, there are four kinds of people are drawn to his service. The inquisitive, the learned, the needy, and the knowledgeable. So say when one has this Sukriti, then when one is very distressed, he will approach Bhagavan. Or when he is inquisitive, when he desires some material wealth. Or when he desires to have some knowledge, then these four kinds of people, when they have this Sukriti, they'll pray to Bhagavan. Or else one will only offer dandavat pranam and will mercy be had such a way. He's only showing, you offer dandavat pranams 10 times. Why should you digest his food? Oh, I'll become nice, I'll be strong. And then in the morning he offers dandavat pranam 1,000 times. And if you go to Girajgur, then there, or in the Parikram Mark of Vrindavan Mathura, there for Dandat Parikram. Else from here to Ayodhya, they go offering Dandat Pranam. Or they go to Varanasi from here, where Kashi Vishwanath is present, offering Dandat Pranams. So, if one questions without any Savavriti, then he will not practice what he has heard in his life. Then even that Parinipanath, and even that act of surrendering is only in vain. Then one will think, oh, I offered so many pranams. But still, these people are offering, bestowing mercy upon me. Why should I offer my pranams to them? I'm offering so many pranams to them, still haven't received anything. As soon as I see them, I offer my pranams. But until now, I have not received anything from them. It's all useless. So, this is therefore, the meaning of Parinipat is to surrender pranat. That whatever I've heard, well, some person is sitting, but his mind is elsewhere. No one is listening. He's not listening properly. So, how he surrendered then? We surrender fully, then you should listen nicely, engage in this shravan. Also, when one is not offering Dandavat Pranams, if he is not surrendered, then until then, he is not hearing properly. To know this Azuk Sach Vastu, there is no other way. Then, just to be in the association of Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, should be in their association and listen to the verdict of the Shastras. Then you will be empowered. Then you will have this mood to become their servant. Surrendered servant. Therefore, there is a need for their kripa. Else by one's own sadhan, one thing, I'll attain this kripa. No. One will have to do sadhan, but ultimately, this mercy is attained. Kripa siddhi. By such mercy, does sadhan bear fruit. Oh, Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada is saying, we should use those words which help us reach the Lord's feet of Sri Guru. Only those words can make us reach His Lord's feet. Or else, if one goes near the Guru Vaishnava with using words of this mundane world, then how will he attain that mercy? Like a student is going to school, and he's learned all bad words, foul language. And if he speaks in such language to his teacher and other students, then he will be expelled. He's saying, so if one comes to school, he should try to learn the language of the school, the conceptions of the school, or else he'll be kicked out. So if we come near Guru Vaishnavas with mundane understandings and act with them in a mundane way, and we say, oh, they're not bestowing their mercy upon me, they're not qualified, they don't have the Shakti, oh, they're only useless. Then we will not be able to approach them. And how should we question them? One is always in doubt. He'll ask question one place. Then he'll go ask the same question to another person, saying, that person is a realized soul. He has spoken, but is he realized? Then he'll go to another person. Is he realized? And they say, he will go ask the words of a Mahabhagavat from a Kanishtha Adhikari or a worldly person. So then what will he possibly say then? He'll say, oh, he's cheated you. You see, Babaji will make other personals of Babaji. So don't listen to him. So he'll cheat you even more. You see, the words spoken by Sadhu can only be understood by Sadhu. Once Garuda, he had some doubt in his heart, saying, Rama Lakshman were bound by these snakes, Nagpash, by Indrajit. So, now they have become immobile. Now bodies have lost all consciousness. Because you see, a snake, what does it do? When it catches you, then it crushes you. It makes sure that you become senseless. So then it seemed Ram and Lakshman had become senseless because of these snakes. So in Hanuman, he was speaking to Vibhishan. And Vibhishan said, call Garuda quickly. And immediately these snakes will run away. So they all started remembering Garuda. And as soon as Garuda came, as soon as the snakes saw Garuda, they ran away in fear. Then Garuda was thinking, if Ram is really Bhagavan, Parabrahma, then just by seeing me, they ran away these snakes. But why didn't they run away seeing him? So maybe he's not God. Maybe he's just a human being. He's not Bhagavan. So he had doubt now in his heart towards Ram and Lakshman. So he went and he asked Shivji. Shivji said, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know anything. I will not listen to you also. I don't want to, I do not wish to even associate with you. Then he went to Brahma. Brahma, he said, I don't know. I don't know anything. He also said, oh, away from here, leave. He was thinking, whom should I go to? Because wherever this doubt is present in Bhagavan and Bhagavad Vastu, Bhagavad Parikars, then he loses strength. His effulgence. On one side, one has his aprakta shakti, and on the other side, he loses everything. So, say Garuda, he went all four directions, he was flying everywhere. Then, when he went to Rishi Maharshis, they said, you see, only a bird can understand the language of another bird. So, you should go to another bird, you should go to Kakbhushandi. So, Garuda was saying, I am the eagle, the king of birds. Carry Vishnu on my back, Narayan. And crow is like a Shudra. How can I go to this crow? Kakbhushandi. Because of this doubt, now his mind became polluted. So he didn't see any other recourse than approaching Kakbhushandi. So he went to Kakbhushandi and there he saw there were millions of birds and animals. And they were all listening to Harikatha from Rishi and Maharshis. So then Garuda, he also went and sat behind. When he sat behind, Katha was going on. And then Harikatha was spoken. And they came to Kakbhushandi. And they said, oh Mahatman, I thought you were just a crow. But you have such profound Atma Tattva, Atma Gyan. So I have some doubt. You see, this Dasarathi Ram, is he Bhagavan? If he's Bhagavan, then how could these snakes, have bound him? Just on seeing me, these snakes ran away. So why couldn't the snakes leave Ram? Then how is he Bhagavan? So then Kakbhushandi, he said, I cannot make you understand. But I'll speak from my experience, what has happened in my life. Because previously I belonged to this Chandal Shuddha Jati. And I used to have, as a hunter, I used to kill all the animals. So during Shivratri I was thinking, if I worship Shivji, then I'll get his Shakti. And then I can kill even more animals than before. And if I have this Shakti by his mercy, so I'll worship Shivji now. Everyone is worshipping, I'll also worship him. So then you follow this Vrata. Because Shivji is very easily pleased, he'll give you anything you want. So he said, he wanted skin, he wanted meat, he wanted to kill as many animals as he could. He wanted this Shakti. So he followed the Shivrat Nirjala. He didn't eat, drink, anything. And he said, they're always present near Shivji. And he's performing so many austerities. Tapasya. In the evening, he could not, became very hungry. So he said, alright, I'll do some puja. And then take some chana. But he's saying, how can I do this puja? I don't have any mantras. So then he was looking for some pandit to chant the mantras. Now it is evening. So there he saw one Vaishnav wearing tilak. And he said, oh pandit. Because you see, one will speak according to the way he is. There's Vesh, Avesh, Samavesh. So according to one's mentality, one will speak. So he showed in a very rough way. Open it. I found a brother the whole day. Now do this puja now. Whatever things you need, I'll bring. So whom should I worship? He said. You don't know Shivratri. I said, oh, I will not worship Shivji. So you see, you'll have to do. Or else, you see what I'll do. Then he showed his axe to me. Either I'll kill you by my own hands, or you should do this puja. So my pandit was thinking, who has caught me? Why am I? Surely some bad karma has fallen upon me. There's such a person as no, trying to intimidate me. You see, he was a Shudra, he was a Chandal, he was a hunter. But because of following Shivratri, he became very powerful now. So then he said, go on with Belpatra and other things for worship. And he started offering these prayers. Ramaya, Ramachandraya, Ramavadraya, Vedasi, Saravilangakara, Sitaya, Namo Namaha. He said, hey, what are you doing? Chant Om Namah Shivaya. Why are you chanting Ram Nam? He said, I cannot say. Then you see what I'll do. Then he took his axe, saying, I'll kill you. You say, Om Namah Shivaya. Why are you saying, reciting the names of Ram? That he's Sitapati. Why are you, what are you saying? You're just saying, Om Sitapati Namah. You say, Om Namah Shivaya. Saying, kill you if you don't say. Then, Shivji, his linga, exploded. And then Shivji appeared from there. And he said, oh, you're following this brother? And now, for 100 lifetimes, you'll suffer in hell. And he gave this curse, Shivji himself. Saying, you want to kill this Vaishnava? What he's saying is true. He's speaking my Prabhu's names, doing kirtan to me, in front of me. So what more do I need than this? So is he a guru or you are his guru? And they say, they gave this curse. Then all the sadhus, they caught her to Shivji's feet. And they said, oh, Ashutosh Bolinath. And now he has come and taken the shelter. So he will say, mercy and make him free. May not suffer in hell for 100 births. We were very painful. So what can I do? Make him free from this offense, from this curse. He said, no, this is not possible. Once I have uttered the curse, no, it won't happen. So I cannot make him attain liberation. So he said, okay, I will make a concession for you. All the suffering that he is destined to suffer in 100 births, he'll suffer only in one day. So they say within one moment he was dying, again he was being born, again he was dying, again he was being born. They say 100 lifetimes passed in only one life. And the next life he'd be born. That was a Brahmin. See, and they say Shivji himself appeared. And he knew everything that was spoken by him. So, and he's thinking, I have to make a guru. Without guru, how can we possibly cross this ocean? Birth and death. So I've taken birth in a Brahmin family by blessings, but how will I get this mercy? So I went to Loma Sharishi, saying, oh, give me some mantra. He said, which mantra? Ram mantra. He said, I'll give you mantra according to my desire. He said, you chant Om Brahmasmi. You are Brahma, I am Brahma, everything is Brahma. Sarvam Kulam Idam Brahma. He said, no, this I will not say. Then which mantra? He said, give me the Ram mantra. I will do Ram bhajan. shall never give. They said, alright, you're always calling like a crow, so become a crow now. He said, alright, you're not giving me Ramatra, I'll fly away now. So again, Namashri called him, you have performed so many austerities, so I'll give you this mantra now. So now should I make you free from this crow-like body? They said, no. That body in which one has received this mantra and has realized this mantra has established in his sorrow, then his having a body is fruitful. But one neglects all these paths and neglects Sri Hari, then that situation is favorable. And then by doing this upasana and by doing Japatapa and by the inspiration, one can enter into this Harikatha, this place where Harikatha is being spoken. Harikatha, Harikirtan is being done. Whole day and night, he chants his mantras, he chants his rounds, he goes in satsanga, he meets other Vrajvasis. Once he was told to go to Dwaraka. So there he said, alright, I'll have darshan of my Prabhu there. And there he saw Ram was present with his four brothers. It seemed that this palace resembled the palace of Dasharatha Maharaj in Avadhpuri. So this way, Ram's mother had given him this malpua. So when he was eating this malpua, then a crow came inside. And he was feeding this crow little by little. And even this crow was eating everything that he had to offer. And while he was eating, he came and showed him his entire hand. She had a big malpua. And so he came to take that entire malpua away. So as he came flying, Ramji went to catch him. And he said, oh, you want to catch me? So he was flying even all around the world. He said, immediately I'll catch him. So he was very scared. Again he came to the Dasharatha Bhavan. And then when Ram started yawning, then he also went inside his mouth. Then he saw the entire Vishwa Brahman. He was very surprised, astonished. And then he saw, in another place, Ram is standing. And Ram is giving this small bit of rotis to all the children. Then Kakpushandi, he said, that Dasharatha Ram, he is Maryata Purushottam. He has mercifully descended to this world to bestow his mercy upon everyone. This is Narvat Lila. Just see, because having doubt in Shivji, Sati had to suffer so much. And so many demons and all the others, they all came to meet Ram. But before they're thinking he's only an ordinary boy. But they say, oh, everyone achieved the supreme destination. Therefore one should not have this prakrit buddhi towards them. And they say, when they spoke all these tattvas, then by Bhagavan's mercy, Ram's form appeared in one's heart. And they saw Ramchandra was present everywhere. Many of pranams. Then, first, when he was offering pranams, he had no doubt, but he was not surrendered. And now, taking his pride, he's trying to do something. And then what happened? He had doubt in his heart when he started acting on his own. So one has doubt towards the Santas, Sadhguru, thinking, oh, I know everything, I'm very qualified. I know everything myself, I can understand everything myself. Oh, Guru Kripa will automatically shower upon me. Why don't the sadhus bestow their mercy upon me? So you can love everyone, but why aren't you loving me? It says by force. So So you'll have to love me also, like how you're loving the others. So then they're not our servants or followers that they flatter us or that they have something to take from us. So they have not surrendered, and their questions are also not acceptable, and the questions will not be answered as well. And neither will have the tendency to accept what they've heard because they don't have the seven mukhvritti. So therefore, Prabhupada says, who is the sadhu? One who is established in his own sarup, he is sadhu. And but one who is entangled in this material world, body made of flesh and bones, and just by dressing as sadhu, will he become a sadhu? He's wearing tilak, he has mala on. It's good, of course, at least he's trying to come on this eternal path of auspiciousness, satmark. But as long as he's not established in his sarup, then he's not even a sadhu. He's not a mahat. He's trying to follow this path, sadhu mark, sat mark. So as long as this Krishna Dasa is not present, the servitude to Sri Krishna, then as long as one has not surrendered himself to Bhagavan Seva, then until then, that person, he's not sat or sadhu. So Krishna Bhakti is the main characteristic of sadhu. One who doesn't have bhakti, he is a sadhu. Therefore, one should leave this asasanga forever. This is paramadharma. So bhakti siddhi kami, they are all restless, why they have so many desires. But the Krishna bhakta, how can you understand? Therefore he is nishkam. He has no desire. He is always happy. But no desire for bhakti mukti siddhi. They are always restless. For which reason? Because they have offered themselves in Bhagavan Seva, not for their own enjoyment. Because when one becomes established in his Bhagavad Seva, then he becomes free from this lust, desires and all other things which are in a dormant state. And then he will worship Bhagavad Vigraha. And then by knowing this Bhagavad Swarup, not just knowing, but realizing within his heart, automatically he will traverse this path of advancement. So the atheist and agnostic, they will not worship the image of Sri Bhagavan. They will not worship the deity of Bhagavan. But they will say that we worship this body. This body is also a deity made of five elements. So why should we serve that stone sculpture? We'll worship this body which is moving, has life. You should know that this body will never stay with you forever. And no matter how much seva you do, you can never please the body and mind. And you cannot benefit them in any way. But still the person is very stubborn, thinking I'll only worship this body, not the vigraha. So that person is an atheist, opposed. So Vaishnavas, they always worship Sri Vigraha. There's a Vigraha avatar, Archa avatar. When one enters household life, then he has children, children are born to him. And then since childhood, you see, he doesn't know how to eat on his own, doesn't know how to drink water on his own, he cannot stand on his own, sit on his own. So you say, Archa avatar Vigraha is also like a small boy. Like a baby, you know, he's appeared in that form. He's always saying, how much vatsalya do they have for me? How much love is he showing me? So he says, you know, baby, which has been born just 6 months before, he cannot even sit on his own or change sides on his own. But after some days, he starts walking, he starts playing, he starts running, he knows everything. So if you want to serve the Sri Vigras, then you will see on your own this change. But we don't have this patience or faith. So say the Vigra avatar, the Archa avatar descends in this world. How can we go to the transcendental world, Parajagat? Because we cannot go with these senses or with this mind. Therefore, this Vigraha is Bhagavan's identical form. Pratibhu Sutra. Bhagavan himself is not different from his Vigraha. And by serving the Vigraha form of Sri Bhagavan, one will be free from mundane illusion, attachment. And this Mamata will also go away immediately. And then one will gradually enter into this Brahmacharya. Now he has his qualification to enter in this transcendental region. At that time, Bhagavan's name, his name, his qualities, everyone will have so much rishi to do, to glorify Bhagavan's name, Rupun Lila. And then, side by side, you see, one will have this desire to engage in Shravan Kirtan. And also not just hearing, but to practice in his own life, whatever he has heard. Since there is Archa, Archa and Archa Murti, they are always ready to help the jivas have a relationship with Bhagavan. So Mahaprabhu, what did he say? He said that one who doesn't accept the form of Bhagavan's deity form is an atheist. And he is untouchable. And he shouldn't even be seen. He is worthy to be punished by Yam Maharaj. Because Bhagavan's deity is Sachidananda Vigra. It is transcendental. But one says, oh, Bhagavan has accepted this form after having accepted Sattvaguna. Saying, no, even Bhagavad Vigra is Nirguna. Therefore, there is no absorption in mundane qualities. So one who doesn't accept the form, then you shouldn't even be seen. He's an atheist, great atheist. You should not even touch him or see him. He's worthy to be punished by Yam Maharaj. You see, some people, they keep like some deities of Radha and Krishna in the showcase. In the showcase as a decoration. Or sometimes they take the saligram shilas from the river. And they say Guru, and they say, oh, he's not any person belong to such and such caste. So this is like very hellish thinking. The Vaishnavas, Bhaktas are not ordinary people. And Saligram is not just some ordinary rock. One doesn't know his Bhutshuddhi. One doesn't know how to purify himself and the elements. Then if he sits down to do puja, then by his senses he's not actually even touching the Vigraha of Sri Bhagavan. Nor is he offering himself in his service, Bhagavan's seva. Therefore, puja is not done by the external senses. But by serving Sachidananda Sri Vigraha Bhagavan, in this way he will be pleased by our worship. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking at Jagannath Puri, he was looking at Jagannath Dev and he was saying Jagannath Puri, you are not just a deity, you are directly Vajendranandan Shamsundar himself. Sometimes Bhagavan himself, you see, he manifested a deity made of neem wood, and he entered into the deity. So you see, sometimes the difference between Bhagavan's form. Mahaprabhu said no. You're not just deity, you're Krishna himself. Therefore, we are not advancing in the bhajan. We only think about things from outside. And they say, we make a compromise with this material world. And they say, we ourselves want to understand and also make others understand. So this is bhog darshan, bahi darshan, not antara darshan. One should always have this enthusiasm to serve the Lord of his heart. Hidayi Devata. You should be restless. To always serve. So what do we do? If we wear any cloth, then we don't change the cloth of the deities also for 1 year. We don't offer any boga to the deity. No, we don't sing, we don't dance, we don't do kirtan in front of the deity. See, in our homes we change furniture, we buy a new set every year, we throw the old set away. Or sometimes you see, if you get a nice TV, then you throw the old TV away. You see, if you get new chair, you bring new chair. And if you see some new clothes in the market, then you throw the old clothes away and you buy new ones. Then a huge pile of clothes. But one will not do anything for Bhagwan's deity form. He'll say, oh, no, I need to do anything for Bhagwan. Or you just sit down and enjoy. You tell Bhagwan. So they say, such people, they will never advance you. In the association of such people, how can you advance in your bhajan? Guru and Krishna are nitya bandhavs, your eternal well-wishers. You don't have any ruchi in their seva. You see, if you're walking towards the west, then how can you possibly walk towards the east simultaneously? Similarly, if you're always attached in samsara, you will consider those people to be yours but not Bhagwan. And because of such a mistake, then we'll suffer. We are destined to suffer. Therefore, Bhagwan has not forbidden you from doing anything. At least you try doing a little for Prabhu. He's saying, no, why should I do? Then it'll be useless. You see, why should I wear the prasadi, remnants of Bhagwan's cloth? It's just ordinary cloth. Why should I wear it as a prasadi? So man has many mundane understandings towards Bhagwan's seva. You see, if a bhakta will buy a piece of cloth for 5 paisa for his own self, then he'll use 500 rupees to buy for Bhagwan. Because he has to decorate Bhagwan with that cloth. And what do? We try buying a cloth for 5 paisa for Bhagwan. And then we buy clothes worth 5,000 rupees. And we buy clothes for our friends, relatives. And they say we decorate them, but not Bhagwan. This way he's not Krishna Seva, he's Maya Seva. Because he's serving Maya Jha objects of this world. So whose mistake is this? Why does he do? He practice dharma for kama and moksha of artha. He says there's no need for the fifth attainment of human life. Krishna Prem Panjam Purusharta. Mahaprabhu said, no, this will not do. Although one has become, he has given this tendency to serve Sri Bhagwan. So Mahaprabhu has given so many wonderful instructions. He is the ideal teacher, Upadeshta. Saying, we are not Vishayas, we are not Bogis, we will not stay in this world forever. If you do a little Bhagavad Seva, then this Bhagavad Seva is a great asset, which is a cause of great auspiciousness. It will never be destroyed, this asset. In fact, it will increase more and more. This way, one is using 24 hours a day in serving Sri Bhagavan. Then what difference remains between Golok Vrindavan and Bhom Vrindavan? By serving Sri Hari, and so many chants now, all his sevavritti starts to blossom. And all good qualities appear within his heart. And then, worldly this, the senses and the sense objects will never be able to disturb us. We will never be Vishayis. And then even if one looks like a Vishayi, but still, even if he looks like a materialist, still he is always absorbed in bhakti. Therefore, one will never forget, one will never think of bhakti to be ordinary and insignificant. And he'll never be cheated of Bhagavan's seva or think of it as insignificant. Say, oh, my time is being wasted. Why should I put tilak? Why should I bathe? So much of my time is being wasted. It's better that I go outside and work for some time, get on some money. What will you do with that hard-earned money? If you haven't even offered your own self in Prabhu Seva, then that very money will be a cause of great misfortune. Because so many people are ready to fight with each other for money. And wherever there is association of the Vishayi, the materialistic person, then Gaurasundar says, this disease of materialism has again caught you. Therefore, never associate with Vishayis or in Yoshit Sangha. This Prabhupada is given instructions very nicely. Yoshit Sangha means association of those who are attached to women.